This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Good morning. My name is Luke Marvel, President of the Board of Directors of the HOA, and I would like to call this open meeting of the board to order. Present with me today are fellow members, board members, Drew Jeffress and Ross Newcomb, serving as Vice President and Secretary, respectively. Also with us here today is our HOA manager, Holly Walston. Thank you and welcome to all the members who have called in to listen to this meeting today. Ross, our secretary, has a couple of comments before we get started today. Ross?
My name is Ross Newcomb and will act as the secretary of the meeting today. This meeting is being conducted pursuant of Section 209.0051E1-2 of the Texas Property Code. Members were given notice of the meeting at least 72 hours in advance via the HOA's website and their email address on file with the HOA. As a telephonic open board meeting, members have the opportunity to listen to the meeting at the number provided in the notice. However, discussion of the agenda items will be limited to board members.
Thank you, Ross. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to ratify all of the past acts of the Board of Directors and officers of the association as being acts of the association.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Resolution passes unanimously. Moving on now to the second item on the agenda, reviewing and approving the resolution for trash pad improvements. Holly, can you possibly describe the resolution that was passed by the board and kind of what it means for the community and what benefit it offers everybody?
Yeah, of course. So this month the board passed a resolution by unanimous consent to construct 9 new trash pads in the community to help with trash collection and sanitation. The pads will be 10x10 concrete pads with surrounding fence. There has been an additional need for pads for a couple years now, and this year's trash volume has created an issue for the entire community. The HOA has incurred significantly higher costs for this year for trash-related expenses like additional roll-off dumpsters and labor. The HOA has made strides with the city in this area, and the city has agreed for the additional pads to be constructed. The trash pad locations will be as follows. So in location 1, it'll be 119 and 121 Knox. Location 2 will be 109 and 111 Knox. Location 3 will be 3307 and 3309 Wakewell. Location 4 will be 3423 and 3421 General Parkway behind. Location 5 will be 3114 and 3116 Cullen. Location 6 will be 3309 and 3311 Cullen. Location 7 will be 4281 Commando. Location 8 will be 3335 and 3337 Newcomb. And location 9 will be 321 and 325 Newcomb.
I would like to make a motion to approve the aforementioned resolution for the construction of the 9 new trash pads.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Approval of the trash pad improvement resolution also passes unanimously. In our open meeting last January and again at our annual meeting last February, we discussed the need to begin fence replacements for the oldest part of the community. Fences in these oldest phases of our community were installed as early as 2009, which is almost 12 years ago now. And the specific addresses that we're kind of referring to are the properties on Corporal Road, on Lieutenant Avenue, on Sergeant Drive, and then on the 3300 to 3353 kind of block of General Parkway. The curb appeal and safety of our community would greatly benefit from new fences in these areas, and Holly has collected 4 bids over the past few months for this replacement. Holly, would you mind summarizing the bids for us?
Sure. So in front of you are the 4 bids that I collected for fence replacement in the original phase of our community. These bid vendors are College Station Fencing, Maroon Fencing, Ace Fencing, and Mendez Fencing. So the bids range from approximately $97,000 to $124,000. These bids do cover the 108 townhomes in the phase, meaning that the individual assessment will range from approximately around $899 to $1,144.82, and that's per unit. Each of these bids include, for the same services, they include the removal of the old pickets, the old fencing of the pickets, and new installation of the new pickets and fencing. We are keeping the metal poles, so anything that's metal will be kept, and that kept the bids actually lower for us. So with that being said, Mendez Fencing came in at the lowest bid, and they are a local contractor who has served the community for over 20 years.
I believe, based on reviewing these bids, that the bid for the Mendez or from Mendez Fencing will be the best selection for the community.
I agree. I believe Mendez Fencing seems to provide the best quality and price on this project.
Based on that, at this time, the board will review and approve the proposal to assess an individual assessment of $898.73 to each owner on Corporal Road, on Lieutenant Avenue, on Sergeant Drive, and on 3300 to 3353 General Parkway to construct the fences or replace the fences on said lots. If there's no other questions, I move that the board adopt the individual assessment as proposed.
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 The resolution adopting the individual assessment is unanimously approved by the board. The HOA office will begin collecting the deposit, which is roughly 50% of the total assessment, effective immediately. Each owner will have 30 days from today to send the funds to the HOA office, and then subsequently 30 days after completion of the fence installation to send the remaining half. Next on the agenda, we'll be reviewing and approving an increase to the regular monthly assessment. The regular assessment has not been increased since 2013, and it's something we've been fairly proud of at the barracks. Due to rising expenses, such as debris removal, obviously inflation and water rates, and in an effort to just maintain a reasonable provision to pay the estimated net expenses of the association and to maintain an appropriate replacement reserve, I propose increasing the regular monthly assessment of the association to $189 per month for townhome lots and $199 a month for single-family lots, starting the 1st of January, 2022.
I agree. The rates from Wellburn Water have increased significantly over the years. This affects our nation cost overall, but especially during the hot summer months. The HOA has also spent more money and resources on trash removal this year than any previous year before. Our year-to-date on trash removal alone is over double than what we spent last year. We're currently in the process of hiring more staff to keep up with demands for these increases as well. I would also like to remind everyone of what is already covered in the monthly assessment. Landscaping services, turf cutting, irrigation, cable and internet services, special membership to the Cove along with two guests, and upkeep of the common areas and fencing gate repair. The assessment has not been raised in about 8 years, and it is time for an increase.
If there are no other questions, I move that the board adopt the regular assessment increase to $189 per month for townhome lots and $199 a month for the single-family lots beginning the 1st of January, 2022, as proposed.
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
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 The resolution adopting the regular assessment increase is unanimously approved by the board. Again, I would like to thank all the members who joined us by phone today and for the other members of the board and Holly for being here and all your service. There being no further business before the board, this meeting is adjourned at 11:30 a.m. on November 17, 2021.
Thank you, everyone. This recording will be up on the website soon.
Thank you, guys.